Oh, Jesus, what's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Your boy is back, just lo-fiing it, lo-fi in the office with the handheld mic. It's the second week in a row we're doing that, and I'm loving it, to be honest. You know what I mean? It's taking it back to the old school. It's loose, it's free, it's 8 a.m. in the morning, and I've got two or three coffees in me already, testing the patience of my anus. Testing it. Anyway, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This podcast, as usual, is sponsored by Manscaped.com, the world's leading device when it comes to de-clogging the nutsack of pubes. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't go into winter with a shorn and polished scrotum. You know, you'll want the, you know, you'll be going out a lot at Halloween. You're going to want to have the nice, smooth testes under your Halloween outfit. You might be wearing a kilt, who knows. And then we're moving into the Christmas period where you're going to want two shiny baubles. And did I think that word was baubles my whole life until I was about 32? Kind of, yeah. But yeah, manscaped.com. Do you know what? We could talk it up all day. Here's what you do. If you want to buy this for a gift or you want to buy it for yourself, get the care package. It's about 110 quid. This is a lifetime purchase. You know what I mean? You get this and this is going to do you for quite some time. You might as well go in at the top shelf. You know what I mean? You get the little travel bag. It's leather. I still use it. I take it to every gig I do. It's in my bag with all my little bits. You know, you might want a bit of deodorant. You might want a bit of aftershave. You might want some contact lenses. You might want, you know, the weed whacker up your nose to get rid of the nose hair. You want that stuff pre-gig, so I take it every gig. You also get the boxers in there, the ball toner, the ball deodorant. You get many products in there. You get the Manscaped, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. It may well be 5.0. There's one sitting over there. You get it all in this package, and if you listen to this podcast, you go on the website, manscaped.com, use the code GEMBANT1, and you get 20% off that. So that's quite a substantial set of ding, eh? Off the total price, and it makes a beautiful gift for a loved one. But I've said it many times before, buy it for your da, you know what I mean? That's not awkward. Buy your da a Manscaped and go in and be like, here, da, get... I know you're done with them nuts after all these years. Get them shaved the fuck, you know what I mean? Anyway, thanks to Manscaped for hanging in there for all these months and years. The OG sponsor, manscaped.com. Buy it for yourself, buy it for somebody. Go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBANT1. They know I've sent you. They're like, Geddes has sent you here for a set of smooth testes. And it is called a Manscaped, but, you know, let's not forget, it will work on that fried butterfly. So go ahead and do it, my guys. Now let's get this podcast started.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. Your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Boom. The old school intro for you guys. Like I said, it's 8 in the morning. This is what we have to do these days. You know what I mean? The schedule is packed, is all I can say. Your boy is flat to the mat. We are very busy. I'm out every bastard night. I'm out late. I'm home late. I gotta get up in the morning, do a million things. So these podcasts at the minute are getting squeezed in wherever they can get squeezed in. It's official. You know, people are like, oh, it's autumn. You know what I mean? It's spooky season and all that. For me, it's I dress like a Canadian now for the next fucking 6 months. That's how I dress. You know, like a fucking lumberjack who the only wood he's chopping down is in his pants. That's me. Coming in here with a fucking lumberjack shirt. Every premises I have, What a sentence. Every premises that I have that I record a podcast in is one of those buildings, either whether it's the Belfast office or the home office here. It's one of those places where either you're recording a podcast in just your boxers because it's absolutely fucking roasting. And then as the autumn winter starts to creep in, you know, you have to blast like 7 fan heaters for about 2 hours straight and then turn them off and then very quickly record for an hour. And make sure you don't die of hypothermia. But we're here anyway. We're here and we're live. Canadian Geddes is in the building. What's that all a fucking boot? Who lives in Canada? Anyone listen to this live in Canada? I know Shane's been over to, where's he been? Vancouver. I'm sure I could do that, could I? I mean, he's very famous. But I'm sure I could scrape enough expats together for a gig in Vancouver. Where else is there? Toronto? You know, once again, what's a lot about? You know, dress like Drake, talk like Drake the whole time I'm there. George St. Pierre, I'm not impressed with your performance. Which one? Is it Quebec? Is that the one where they speak full-blown French? The whole that must be a mind fuck, you know, flying over there. And it's got a sort of American appearance, but they're all like, bonjour. And that is the extent of my French. Anyway, Canadian Geddes here to stay. What have I been up to since last time? I don't know whether I had spoken about the Queen's funeral. I think I briefly touched on it with... I think I did. It was on All Bastard and Day. But it's fucking... Let me tell you something. See if you want to get something done. I could do with a royal funeral every fucking day. You know what I mean? And that's not a political statement. That's not me going like, fuck a fucking monarchy. But can't also fuck them. But also like... You know, I get in the car, I go to the filling station, fucking 3 times a day, it seems, at this bastard rate. Get a Tesla. No. Why do they... I mean, obviously they take features off Teslas that they don't need in a... What's the term? Naturally aspirated engine or something. You know, they take all the grills off and all that there. Looks like you're driving a bar of soap. It looks like shit, bro. See if you can just get like an Audi RS6 that's as fast and looks the same and sounds the same, but you put fucking AA batteries in the back, then I'd get one. But at the minute, they just look like you're driving a dildo. Oh, what model have you got? Fucking Model D for dildo. But they're quick. They're quick as all fuck, but I'm not a fan at the minute. What the fuck was I talking about there? Oh, yeah, the Queen's... I mean... It was like, goddamn, it was like Home Alone. You know, you woke up and the whole country was fucking just empty. Filling station, no interruption, no queue. On the motorway, not a single interruption. Get to Belfast, oh, couple of cars, hiya. Up to the office, no bother. Back in the car, in through town. Oh my God, no one there. Parked fucking anywhere, just abandoned the car in the middle of the street. Just hopped out, let it roll into the front of a shop. Go for a quick meeting. The Bullet Hotel, bro. Jammed. Might have touched on that last week. But it was great. It was a great time. Just sealed. I was like, this is... It was like COVID again. You were like, this is great. I was doing that during the lockdown. You know, I was heading up to the office. Just kind of sealing on up there by myself. Not saying, I'm sure it was safe enough, you know what I mean? I wasn't doing anything. I would go to the pay at the pump, I would go fucking straight to the office. Who gives it? Let me tell you something. This is such a fucking, just, you know, nothing's happening in my life apart from being in a car all day and driving the fucking gigs right now. It's Yeezy season, you know? It's giggly season. That's what happens in the autumn. Comedy thrives in the autumn. But anyway, I go to... You know, we got this, we finally gave in a few months ago and we're like, right, just get a fucking decent car. You know what I mean? Just get a decent car and a good old family car. And we did, we got this Jeep thing and it takes, you have to put AdBlue in it. What the fuck is AdBlue? Let me look it up. I'm going to just very quickly Google this for my own benefit. What is near root Ambrew, Ad Blue. Let's see. What is Ad Blue? What does it do? Go in the engine? It's something to do with the... Oh, Jesus. Was it something to do with the purifying the fucking... the diesel or some shit? What is it, sir? I don't fucking even fucking know, base. Let me just get a definition. What is Ad Blue? Ad Blue is a fluid which is automatically sprayed into a car's exhaust system to reduce the nitrous oxide emissions of diesel engines. Well, there you go. So I dare say the car runs, whether it's fucking filled up or not. But anyway, the car driving along, boom, the fucking alert comes on. You know, check Ad Blue, whatever the fuck. And I'm like, okay. Never had to put it in the car, ever. You know, because, you know, I've got a load of dirty old stinking diesels that just fucking ruin the environment. No fucks given. You know? What's worse for the environment? Buying an old shitty diesel and just blasting fucking diesel farts into the atmosphere for... But say you have the car for like 20 years plus. Is that worse on the environment? Or is it worse to get like a brand new Tesla where they've you know, used some fucking mine in like Africa for some kid to dig up some sort of fucking mineral? Good point, Colin. Well made. Who are you, Greta Thunberg? What's she look like now? And I say that and I'm trying to not be creepy. That sounded creepy. Greta Thunberg, still at it. Still at it, bro. There she is looking like Kurt Cobain. Yeah, what is she doing? Just fucking heading around the globe, shouting at people, just figuring out new things. There's too many straws in the ocean. Sort out the straws. Oh, there's the climate is changing. There's old white men in a fucking room somewhere. You're white too. Right, Steve Merchant? Shut the fuck up. Old white men in a room. Wise up. We sorted out the straws. What's next? The ocean is full of vapes. Disposable vapes. There are orca who are coming to the surface for air and just going, kss, and it smells like fucking guava. Sounds all right, to be honest. There's a sea... The sea turtle thinks that there is, you know, some sort of sweetie floating through the ocean and it eats the elf bar. Shut up, Greta. My point is, I go for this fucking Ad Blue stuff. You know, there's a pump. There's a garage near us has a pump. You know, because, you know, you can buy like a fucking tub of it. Gives me a jar of fucking Ad Blue. And, you know, this place has a pump, so I pull up, pay for it. You know, I don't need loads of it, but the only options on the prepay thing were like a tenner. I was like, I'll take a tenner. A fucking Ad Blue. Probably don't need a tenner's worth, but sure. And I press a tenner, and I get the fucking hose, and I put it in, as she said, and it just has the lowest pressure of all time. It's like a fucking baby piss, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I'm like, is it a pressure thing? I pull the hose out, I lift it up a wee bit to give it a bit of fucking, bit of a run up. I don't know if my physics are right there, but I'm like pressing it and it's going like, and I'm just like, this is a fucking goddamn nightmare. So I just stand and trickle this baby piss of Ad Blue in. Like, you know, you forget when you get diesel, you go, and it shits it out. It's shitting it out so quick. 1 liter, 2, it just keeps chugging it out. Price is going up. This, see when it's coming out at like, as if you're trickling it out of like a Ballygowan bottle? It takes fucking forever. And I was like, I'm just going to wait here. And I'm lifting the hose up and I'm like, and I do that for about 6 fucking minutes to the point where my hand is fucking sore. You know, you're just gripping a thing the whole time. I'm like, And I look around and it's like £1.30. I'm like, oh my fucking days. But I had done a small bit of research here. Fly, cool. If I'd done a small bit of research, I'd have realised, you know what? Fuck Ad Blue. Fuck the environment. you know? I'm standing here. I swear to God, it probably took me 17 minutes, if I had to guess. I was standing there, and I was just dripping this shit. And here's another thing. I didn't even stay for the full tenner. I didn't even stay for the tenner. I got about £9 in it, and I went, I'm fucking out of here. And that's what I did. I abandoned the ad blue, and I just fucked off. But now I know after one swift Google that fuck it. Do I give a fuck about carbon emissions? Who gives a fuck? Not my problem. Go after those corporations. Go after Starbucks, ask them what their carbon emissions are. I have no idea if they even emit carbon. Who knows? That's almost as bad as a Starbucks, whatever the fuck I mean. I mean, speaking of the environment, you know what I mean? We got turned over to the fucking Nespresso machine after Lavery's Green Room got one. And we immediately bought one the next day. And then before you know it, the house is just... There's like bags, sacks of fucking... of those little pods just used, just sitting there. And Maureen's like, we got the recycling bags. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. I got the recycling bags out of Nespresso, so we keep them. And I was like, and then do what with them? Oh, you can take them back into the shop. Let me tell you something. That is never happening. Are you going to be walking through fucking Victoria Square with like the 15 bags of empties that we have? I mean, like, there you go. And they're going to be like, thank you. And then they just have to fucking put up with that. Thank you. We'll just do what you did, which is leave them in the fucking corner forever. It's probably just a whole load of faff, isn't it? They're probably like, yes, bring them back in. We're doing our bit. We're doing our bit for the environment. And you bring fucking 20 bags of this shit in. And they just go, thank you. And throw it in the fucking regular bin. It's hard to give a fuck, you know what I mean? All these rules and things that get put into place. Oh, we're getting all conspiracy theory. I heard someone, I can't remember who it was, someone related to Maureen or something, did a bit of work experience in some sort of council thing, and she was like, oh yeah, pretty much all of the stuff out of your recycling bin in this particular area, they just burn. So guess what? Fuck recycling. I've said it for years. Fuck recycling. They do that, don't they? I mean, that's the government all over. And they know, they're like, oh, you fix the problem. You fix it. We'll pretend we've made up some legislation. What about Geddes big words over here? Canadian Geddes with the big words. We'll make up some sort of legislation that, you know, we pass on to you. Responsibility's on you, the public. You know, you keep this society running. And but in the background, we do sort of fuck all. So everyone's like, oh, we're not going to lift your bin if we see a fucking can of Coke in the black bin. Got to put it in the fucking blue bin. Oh, sorry, put it in the blue bin. And then they just take it and burn it anyway. For fuck's sake. I mean, I literally did a bit about that a few years ago where, you know, I was arguing with my wife about what bin something was going in, and she wanted me to wash the rubbish. She wanted me to wash a tin or something. And I was like, you want me to wash the rubbish? And I was like, it doesn't matter, because it's probably going in the sea anyway. And that was a very controversial bit for about 6 months. A lot of people were very upset. Greta Thunberg. Get us, you fat fuck, making jokes about my environment. Chill out, you know what I mean? Go to fucking Disneyland or something for the day, Greta. You always have to be on a fucking mission. God damn it. Now, absolutely, what the fuck am I talking about? Recycling? Yeah, fuck it. Someone else makes up rules to make them look smart and good, and then they just pass it on to people. The responsibility goes on to people. Much like the absolute state of the country right now. And you could argue that it's probably some sort of distraction, you know, getting people worried, getting them panicking. You know, they enjoyed that when COVID was around. They were like, here, fucking lock yourself in the house. And they're doing something similar at the minute with this cost of living thing. Now, what I'm going to do right now, folks, see, before you jump in the comments and be all like, you need to fucking read more. Correct. I need to do a lot of things more. But every snippet that I hear every snippet that I hear in like the fucking news and the radio and shit like that, if I'm in the car, it's basically just like, hey, we're heading into basically like a bit of a nuclear fallout type winter. Here's how to prepare for it. You know, I put on fucking, what car was I in the other day? And there was like, now, just let me interrupt this for 1 second. There is a spider crawling across the floor of this studio that I heard it before I seen it. And if it gets any closer, I will jump up and river dance all over its head. Sociopath. Yeah, they're doing that at the minute. I don't know whether it's like scare tactics or they're trying to prepare. Like, I keep seeing these articles. It's like, how to avoid putting on your heating in November. You're going to save it for December because you're fucking, if you're going to die at any point, it's going to be December. So let's see if we can get through November with coats on. Yeah. Terrifying, you know, there was like Today FM or something, or RT2 or 1 or whatever the fuck it was, some radio station, and they were like, okay, well today we're joined by fucking James, who's going to teach us or tell us about some of the fucking one pot winter warmers that you can make for less than €1. You know, all this shit, the guy's like, yeah, well, you just basically, you put the fucking, you get a couple of fucking pigeons that you've trapped in your garden and you stick it in a fucking, like, what the fuck is going on here? What are we preparing for? Do we live in fucking cave? You know? Or do we live in Tyrone? You know what I'm saying? By the way, the tables are starting to turn, you know, with the messages coming out of the war too. You know, you'll see that a lot. You know, I've seen a video, someone had some sort of drone footage of two Russian soldiers embracing each other as they slowly bled out. And they're like, oh, Russians are people too. Because what's happened is, you know, there was like a bit of an invasion and, you know, the Ukraine were like, nah, fuck that. We're not taking that shit. Everyone was like, we're behind the Ukraine. And then Russians move in and then Ukraine actually put up serious fight and start fucking people up and shooting planes down and shit. And then there's just two Russian soldiers hugging each other as they slowly die in the pissing cold. And then people are like, oh, war is crap, isn't it? When you see people just dying there, hugging each other. I would say in their head, that's how every single Russian expects to go. I will enjoy life, and then at one stage I will die bleeding out, and the blood will freeze in the streets, and I will slowly drink vodka and numb the pain, and as the shutters slowly come down on my eyes, and then I am dead forever. It's okay. A hero's death. But yeah, that's what the fuck they're preparing everybody for. That's all I keep hearing. She's seeing shit on TikTok. It's actually a good page. It'd be a great page if you were a student. But the girl's like, here's how to feed fucking 12 people with a fiver. And then she buys like potatoes and a stock cube and some shitty sausages and a fucking onion and something else. And then she's like, just chop it up and cook it all. And then put it in the 5 bowls. And then you fed 5 people. And it's handy. It's handy to know those things. But Jesus Christ, bleakness. And once again, I feel like that's people going, let's sort ourselves out, you know. And then the likes of, I hate to go into it because I don't know enough about it, and I do sound like one of them maniac fucking conspiracy theories, but they're literally talking about fucking MPs and all this getting like fucking budget, or what do you call it, like bonuses, and then no pay rise at all for like nurses and, you know, all these key workers. And then regular people are going like, you know, hey guy, you know, doing a fucking TikTok. Hey guys, here's the quick way to fucking cook skip rats. Here's a lovely little quick fucking stew that I make out of pigeons that I've caught in my back garden. Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. Today we're making fucking seagull fucking burritos. You're gonna need... You're gonna need a tin of fucking pinto beans. Some Uncle Ben's. Not Uncle Ben's, bro. What is this fucking... What is this, Celtic Tiger?
you're gonna need some fucking, you know, Aldi microwave bad tomato. Disgusting. And a wrap. You know, and we're gonna cut that wrap in half and we're gonna use half the wrap. But you're gonna need beans, a burrito, or beans, a wrap. The spider's done a loop. Oh, Christ, the night. If you happen to see a spider crawl across the floor of your fucking studio, it's extra protein, isn't it? So tuck that in to the fucking seagull's mouth before we pluck it. Cut its belly open. Pull out all the fucking vapes and straws. And use condoms. And then we're going to quickly... Oh, yeah. You can't afford to cook it. Okay. Bollocks. Steal an air fryer. Kill your neighbor and steal an air fryer. And we're simply going to hack this bird any which way into 3 or 4 bits. And we're going to stuff it in the air fryer. And then plug it in. Oh, shite. You've no electricity. Bollocks. We are going to take a crowbar and we're going to pull off all the skirting boards in your house and we're going to put it in the bath and we're going to fucking get an old fucking stick like this and we're going to rub it until we make fire and you're going to have a full fire in your bath and then we're going to slowly roast the seagull. And then... Once that's cooked and you've smoked out your bathroom, we're just basically gonna shred the meat off it, which is absolutely definitely poisonous and green, and put it into the wrap. And once the word gets out that you've made yourself a seagull burrito, of course the marauding neighbours will be round and probably stab you to death, spoiling the food and the mood. But that's how you make a seagull burrito. Make sure to like and subscribe. You know what I mean? That, by the way, that'll be the number one. That'll be the last thing to, you know, like, people are like, man, I can't afford electricity. I can't even afford to feed my family. People will be like, man, I can't even afford to keep the fucking internet on. What about the kids? Oh, they died. They're dead. Yeah, fuck that. I'll keep the internet on before I fucking... I feed those motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Survival of the fittest, etc. Fuck them. But anyways, bleak times. Seagull burrito, is that the name of it? Seagull burrito. Seagull burrito. Fuck me. Unbelievable. I was very busy recently. We'll switch the topic. It's depressing. But yeah, we're headed... apparently, according to all the news sources, we're heading into an absolute bleakness. So, that's good to know. That's good to know. Good job I've prepared for this zombie apocalypse by throwing a decade plus of my life into talking shit. That'll be handy. Hey, you're a prepper, Colin. What skills do you have? Well, say all the preppers, you know, get together for a seagull burrito and they're all sitting around afterwards and there's no electricity. I could probably stand on like an old box or something and be like, hey guys, what's crack? What do you do with yourself? Oh, not much. Other than try and stop wild dogs eating your family. Okay, cool. That's cool. You know, that'd be me. That'd be my useful skill. Unbelievable. But your boy's been busy recently, gigging around, fucking flat. I've said this before, I said on Shane's podcast, the first luxury I would have if I was like super minted would be a driver. I would just say to a guy like, what do you make taxiing a month? And he'd be like, oh, I make fucking this. I don't know what taxi drivers make. Say he was like, I clear about fucking £2,400. They'd probably get way more. I'm probably talking shit. Say he's like, I get fucking two grand. I get £2,000 a month. I'm just picking a number. I don't know. And I just go, here. Take fee.
and just fucking hover about my house till I need a gig, go to a gig. Cheers, mate. A lot of time spent driving, you know, driving about. But your boy's been fucking busy. And, you know, I do have a built-in, I'm hardwired to just, like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Up every day, fucking making lists. How many fucking things can I squeeze in today? And it's a disorder. Let's just say that. And yesterday I was like, oh, it's so many things to do. And I was like, I feel like shit. And, you know, naturally that would be your body going, yeah, well, you've been out fucking gigging fucking 4 or 5 nights a week. You haven't been home. And just because it's a Monday, maybe that should be your day where you just do fuck all. And I was like, do you know what? I have 20 things to do. And, I made the executive decision. I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? Nothing. I'm going to do fuck all for the next minute. And I was like, I'm going to do some... And this is what self-care is. You know, it sounds a bit like, oh, you're going to fucking finger yourself in a bath with a bath bomb, you fucking gaylord. Gaylord. It's more just like, hey, why don't you just actually do something that you want to do just for the sake of doing it? So I was like, do you know what? I've got some workout equipment up here in the garage. Be doing some kettlebells. All sort of, you know, just faffing about. I was like, I'm going to go lift fucking weights, bro. And I'm going to go down to the in-laws' house where they have, the rest of essentially my fucking weights and shit like that. And I was like, I'm going to go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go put AdBlue in my car for 45 fucking minutes. And I'm going to get a coffee. And I'm going to go back here. And I'm going to do some fucking meathead weights. I'm going to go bench press. I'm going to go squat. And I'm going to go fucking deadlift. And I haven't done it in fucking, like, regular old powerlifty things like that. I haven't done that in probably, you're probably looking at me going, yeah, you haven't done anything in quite some time. But I probably haven't lifted weights like that since earlier in the year, which is depressing to think about. But I went down there, I was like, I'm just going to do some fucking meathead weights. Bench, class. What I'm saying, what I'm getting around to here is, see if you feel shit, see if you feel down your dumps, guys. You know, going all Jordan Peterson here. Go fucking, first of all, safely do it, you know what I mean? Have someone teach you how to lift some weights, and then you have that skill, and then you can just be like, fuck yes, I'm going to go do it. It does make you feel quite a bit better, and I know there is hundreds of thousands of internet pages telling you the same. But take it from me, a fat cunt who does nothing. You feeling shit, bro? Go to a bunch of fucking deadlifts. And you know what's even more upsetting? I'm strong as fuck. Not like, oh my god, this guy's freakishly strong. But for someone who does not a lot of training at the minute, because so busy, so tired, so many excuses. You know, swan on in there and just fucking, let me just test this bench, bro. What am I doing? Fucking, you know, people always talk about, oh, I reached my 100K, bro. I did fucking 4 10s with 100 on it. And if you really lift weights, you'd be like, that's not that impressive. But for someone who barely lifts weights anymore, like if you could just be rapping 100, you'd be like, here, you should be fucking. Maybe you should stick at that big lot. So that's what I might do. I give up. No more fucking, you know, lunges with kettlebells and all that shit. I'm going to stand still and lift things up and down. If ever there was a human design for something, it's that. Don't make me run. Don't make me bend over. Don't make me do anything. Straight up and down. Overhead as well. Good at that. You know, played enough rugby, lifted a load of big bastards in lineouts for many years. Just make me, that's all you want. Up there to there, mate, there to there, A to B. Boom, boom, see you later. And I felt great. You know, sometimes, and you know, that's real me time. Real me time when your man is, take yourself off, just do weights, because you can't do many things when you're doing weights. You know, if you got like a bit of weight on a bar and you're doing a squat, you're not really, your mind's not in two places. It's mindful. It's mindful when you're trying to keep, you know, your spine from snapping at the bottom, and also keep your asshole tight enough where you're not going to shit at the bottom. But then, you know, I've seen enough workout videos where people don't seem to care too much about that anymore. You get those videos of girls in the gym and they're just like, oh, I'll try my fucking deadlift PR or whatever. And she's just ripping the bar up and just gushing piss out. And everyone's just watching her like, that's good technique. They're those real powerlift gyms. Like, no one gives a fuck. Guy just be like, full, like, nose bleeding, turd coming out his ass. And they're just like, yes, lad. Slapping chalk on his back and all. And then they just sheepishly throw a bit of cloth or throw a bit of fucking tissue over the shit. Sorry, bro. If you're not shitting, you're not trying, is what I always say. But my point is, I did some weights, felt great, and then came back up here and had a very productive day. If you got a load of shit in your plate, take yourself off, do something else to distract you and exert a bit of anxiety, and then come back, and then you can fucking, then you can sit down and do your emails. Oh man, I should have done that with more dramatic lighting, and then I could have cut clips together of me just dishing out workout advice. What a fucking heap of shit. Anyway, boys been on tour. How long have we talked for there? Fuck me, they're talking some shit today, bro. But this is what you get. This is what you get. I wanted to do some more low-key podcasts just to flesh out some ideas. And we're fleshing. We're fleshing, guys, me and you. We're fleshing together. But yeah, guys, your guys been on tour, and for many a year, I did slag off Newry. And this is based on me sort of doing gigs there years ago, and then being quite hostile. But you forget who you're gigging with, where you're gigging. You know, I was doing these gigs in like, what did it used to be, Riff Raff or something? I don't even know what that's called now. I'm sure someone from Newry will tell me. Doing gigs in there. The most packed one I did was like supporting, we opened for Colin Murphy. That was rowdy enough. But yeah, just weird fucking gigs, man. I had a guy come up to me in the street and shout at me because he's like, we fucking paid money for a gig and fucking some place, and you fucking said no, and then he's like, you fucking wanker, and then he walked away, and I was like, bro, absolutely chill out in the daylight, you know. So in my head, you know, I was just slagging off Newry, but you know, you mature and you go to other places which are bigger shitholes than Newry, and you know, I forgot about it for a while. And we booked a gig on the tour, and every time I would post the poster, I would play like that fucking Hans Zimmer Batman sort of dun 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 dun. That's a joke. And then we go down there, and it's fucking great. Newry gig was 10 out of 10, bro. Here's what I do. A lot of comedians, the thing that they do is they'll bring a shit comedian, and they'll just go out and sort of fill a bit of time, and then you go out and you look like a fucking superstar. But you know, Aaron's been supporting me. It's supporting's weird. Just opening for me, you know. Support is like, I feel like support is further down the ladder of job titles. But you know, I send Aaron out. A lot of people are excited to see Aaron. He goes out and I just listen behind the door, and he starts a few jokes. And he's killing, and I'm like, fuck yeah. We're off to the races, and he's two jokes in. This is going to be great. And sure enough, he was great, went on, had a great gig. Loved it. And we were coming off the back of Newcastle, which was, to be honest, a bit of a nightmare. Obviously, some of the crowd, you know, doors at 7, show at 8. You can come in any time in the middle of that. You can go in, you come in, claim a seat. You can go back to the bar. You can do all that shit. and people had been sitting for like an hour and they were getting fucking impatient. So when I went, ladies and gentlemen, your support act tonight, Armacan, a couple of people went, boo, as in like, we don't want the support. But of course, Aaron takes that to heart. He's like, oh, fuck, sir, they hate me, you know? And I'm like, no, they just hate that they have to sit for another minute. They're going to be angry when they have to sit through an hour of me. You know, that they'd have been happy enough had I just fucking high-fived them in the corridor. But anyway, Newcastle, bit of, for the most part, great. Some lunatics. Rowdy. And then Yuri was just great. And you could see in Aaron's face when he came off stage, he's like, that's more like it. That's redemption. You know, we've wiped the slate clean of the shit gig the other day. I say shit gig, you know what I mean? 400 people in a fucking beautiful hotel. Some drunk people. That was it. But he came off and he's like, that's more like it, sir. And then as we were driving home, he goes, that's a perfect day there, you know? Because this is the order of proceedings. He'd obviously, I rang him during the day. He was melted over a couch the way he usually is. And he's like, oh, fucking blah, blah, I'll get the bus up at whatever time. He gets the bus up. I meet him. We're driving. We have to go through Armagh to get to Newry. It's a culch. And we're driving. We're driving through. And I thought we were making good time. You know what I mean? I was like, we're doing well here. We could eat wherever. And, you know, it crossed my mind to go to, you know, I was like, I know this restaurant. We'll go and have a quick sit-down dinner. And then as we got in the car, I was like, well, we actually don't have any time. And I was like, where do you want to eat? And I was like, don't know. Well, maybe see if we can eat at the hotel. And because that's what we do. You know, you save up and you're like, let's eat something. Let's eat out before the gig. And then we seen there was a KFC in Armagh. And I went, when was the last time you had a KFC? Because, you know, my wife wasn't there. So I was like, I'm going to eat whatever I want. And I was like, when was the last time you had a KFC? And he goes, oh, I can't even remember, sir. And I was like, let's get a fucking KFC, lad. So sure enough, we get a KFC. Let me tell you something, bro. Banging. KFC has upped its fucking game. Whatever they're doing to them seagulls, bro. Tasty. Got the fucking drive-thru. Fucking, what was it? Mighty Bucket or something? Here, welcome back to Geddes Talks About Being a Fat Cunt. And we had the it was all like, just, it was just chicken. There was no burgers or anything. It was just, you know, wings and fucking bit of chicken and then a dipper fucking thing. And I was like, first of all, I was like, we are two fucking fat cunts. And then we keep going like, it's only chicken. It's like a Nando's. If we went to Nando's, no one would be slagging you. You go to KFC, people are like, you fat fucks, even though it's completely battered and literally dripping with fat through the bucket. Also, it's in a bucket. Should we be eating out of buckets? I don't think so. You might be cooking your food in a steel bucket or a tin bucket come this fucking secondary lockdown. And we're sitting there and we're like, oh man, they've upped their chips. KFC have upped their chips. Let that be known. Jesus Christ. They're more on a par with like Five Guys now. I was like, shout out KFC. And we had it. It was great. And I was like, we are two fat bastards. And then we look across and there's this lady has pulled in by herself in a nice BMW. She's quite well put together, quite pretty. Looks like she's about 40, which is nearly my age, so I don't know why I'm like judging people as she looks old and has her shit together. And then she looks over and she's like, oh, there's just two fat drug dealers in a Jeep eating fucking KFC. And she's eating the fucking bucket by herself. And I was like, do you know what? It's normal. It's normal. She's an enabler. If this well put together lady can sit in the car and secretly eat fucking, you know, a Mighty Box for one. Me and McCann can eat a Mighty Box over here. And I just cleaned the car because the week before McCann dropped a fucking iced coffee in the mat and if the car smelled like fucking hot ass. So I just hoovered and everything. Car was clean as a whistle. I was like, if you drop any fucking KFC in here, I'm going to rub your face in it like a puppy. But we had the KFC. We went to Newry. We did the gig. It was great. And then on the way home, Aaron was like, fucking, that was almost the that was almost the perfect day, sir. And I was like, yes. What more would you need? Really? You know? If perchance someone sucked your ass, it won't be me. That would be absolutely the most rounded day of all time. Killing it. KFC
decent gig. Sucked that. Good night, Irene, as he would say. So yeah, what a day. Shout out to Newry. And just, you know, just to contrast, like, you know, Newcastle, we slagged off Newcastle while in Newry. They loved it. I think they're both county down. They loved it. Up, down, left, right. It's like, shit, we were in Newcastle last week, full of lunatics. And they're like, yeah. But anyway, and then, oh, this is the other thing. We also got a photo with some folks outside the Friar Tux, some lovely folks. And the dude handed me the fucking Friar Tux bag as a prop. He's like, here, you hold that in the photo. And I was like, no sweat. And then I was, for a split second, they went, McCann, have you room for a tux? But we left it. You know what I mean? Fat bastards. Anyway, yeah, just in contrast, the Newcastle gig, sleeved honored, backstage, we almost had a fucking, like a real dressing room. You know, there was a sink and a fucking window and a, you know. Hey, what more do you need, bro? So, like a sink and a mirror, I mean, like a little vanity area. They had couches, they had a fucking toilet off to the side. You know, we were like, oh, I wonder if we could see some menus. And they just sent down food. Great backstage area. Fire exit right to the car. No fucking about. But the gig was kind of rough. But also shout out to everyone who came out and enjoyed themselves. And I'm sure people in the crowd were like, I wish these cunts would shut the fuck up. But anyway. And then we go to Newry. Great gig. Lovely room. Lovely people. Out the back. Fritzl's fucking special closet. I swear to God. Just out by the fucking broken ice machine and all the big exchange, all the fucking... Did you ever see out the back of a hotel, bro? I've seen it a couple of times now. I've seen it fucking three or four times in the last couple of weeks. Bro, I'm sure people who work in hotels are like, he's absolutely right. Hotels are minging, bro. See, when you're not out the front, they're like, hello, well, how can I help you, sir? Oh, I'm wearing a fucking... You see the back of a hotel where all the laundry goes and all the fucking food gets loaded in and there's all the exhaust bits of the fucking air conditioning and shit and all the extractors out of the kitchen? Minging. I looked out the window. It would have made a good photo. It was just this guy surrounded with filth beside a fucking skip or something. All these... What's the term? Like exhausts for the kitchen flying out. And he's just standing there in a crisp white shirt with a waistcoat having a perfect cup of coffee. And I was like, there's something quite poetic about that. That he's out here in this absolute kip and then he has to go in and be like, hello, sir. As if I wasn't just river dancing over rats out the back, sir. Anyway, had a good time. We'll get a Friar Tux next time. Hotels. Stinking. What have we got here? I just got a note that says Seagull Burrito. If you listen to this podcast, guys, and you want to hear more, get yourself over onto the Patreon. We have hundreds and thousands of bonus episodes up there. Yeah, it's a good time. We've got some videos, we've got some comedy specials, they're all up there. Also, your boy's on tour. You know, if we're talking tour talk, you wanna come see me in fucking Armagh, Oma, Marfelt. It's sold out. Ballycastle, by Christ. We'll go up there. What else have I got? Obviously, the UK dates, the Edinburghs, the Glasgows, the fucking Bish Bash Bosh, Manchester, all that shit. Come see me. If you're gonna go to Glasgow, I would get a ticket very soon because I think there's literally about 30 left. It's not a huge venue. Big enough for a turn act. But yeah, make sure you get one of those last few tickets. Excited for that.
Very fucking excited. You cunt.
And also the SSE gig's coming up. Do we have something special planned for that? Yes, we do. Yes, we fucking do. And I'll tell you something. It'll be the last time I do the SSE, not because I don't like it or I've had enough of it or whatever, it's just we're going to do a lot more
quirky gigs next year. I'm going to travel a bit, hopefully, praise be to Allah. and stuff like that. We're not going to put all our eggs in one basket with a big gig. So this is going to be the last one, I'd say, for a few years. We've got something special planned. We've been preparing and filming for the special thing during the week, me and Niall. Just plugging away, doing everything ourselves, shredding, shooting, writing, editing, director of photography, lighting, acting, makeup, all sorts of shit. And it's gonna be banging. It's gonna be a lot different to most comedy gigs you go to. It's gonna be fun. If you haven't got a ticket, get a motherfucking ticket. And we're not adding a second night because it's a month away. It's gonna be banging. Finally, I'll talk about this before we go here. Watch that Jeffrey Dahmer show last night. And let me see, Jeffrey Dahmer. We watched the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Everybody was like, oh my God, couldn't make it through the first fucking episode. It was fine. And then I tell you what, it just started to get just kind of boring, you know? Because it's like based on true things. And I know you're probably saying like, hey, what's boring about someone getting fucking killed, about, you know, killing people? It's just, you know what I mean? You fucking show me the killings then. Also, you know, Maureen's sister made a good point. She's like, you know, is it cool? Is it okay for them just to make like dramas about actual murders that have happened with, you know, the family of the deceased still being alive, seeing like a show about that on Netflix? It's probably making them tons of money. Absolutely demented. But yeah, it's crazy. But the show itself, you know, you're like, tell me about, I know they're telling you sort of more about why that he's fucked up and stuff. I mean, the casting is obviously tremendous, because I'm looking at the picture right now of his dad and him, and they've absolutely nailed the casting. But it's so funny. It's so funny when you just look at a fella and you're like, what happened where just this dude loves cutting people up? You know, because he's not that scary. You know, you'd be looking at people like, oh my God, he's scary. He looks like a monster. And you look at this guy and you're like, he just looks like a fucking dude. But he's like fucking putting his dick in people's kidneys and all. Interesting. But my main takeaway now, you know, that I mean, he's a bit of a fucking old fucking sexy bastard, isn't he? Do people think that? You know, he's a good looking guy. But, that's probably why he was getting in touch with so many dudes and then murdering them to death. Insane. Anyway, sorry, that was me just going quiet and actually just watching shit. There was a picture of him getting led out of a court into a prison there. And he had on like a Dickies jacket and a pair of fucking chinos and a pair of like Vans or something with no laces. And I was like, that's how people dress now. Do you know what I mean? There's people turning up to the fuck, what was it, like Louis Vuitton or something? Some fucking catwalk thing the other day that had like Skepta and Kanye and all this shit at it. That's the way fucking people are dressing. There he is there. Like, yeah. Pair of like fucking slip-ons, pair of sort of skater jeans and a fucking Dickies jacket. I could probably go replicate that outfit right now and be like, what's up, it's Dahmer vibes. Giving out those fucking Dahmer vibes. But yeah, the dangerous thing about all these documentaries is if you have a child or children, you're just like, what have you to do, especially boys, like, what do you do to not fuck these guys up and turn them mental? And even in the show, he's like, you know, I think I just have a screw loose. I think I've just always been like this since I was born. But then again, your dad was like showing you how to do taxidermy when you're like a child. you know, and then abuse, sort of violent upbringing, and your ma's ignoring you and all this shit because she's a druggie. And then, you know, there's elements of like, you're gay, but you hate the fact that you're gay because your family would fucking, you know, would ostracize you for being gay. So you're like, why am I fucking gay? Fuck's sake. And then he's, you know, he's doing the taxidermy. He's fucking obsessed with guts. There's a bit where he's talking to the police, sort of a forensic psychologist guy, and he was like, why do you have to cut these people up? And he's like, I don't know, I just like the feel of their innards. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a term for that. And I forget the term right now, of course. But he's like, yeah, you're like attracted to the shiny slipperiness of the innards of a person. Because it's kind of related to guys being attracted to, you know, a wet vagina. Let me say that slower.
A wet vagina.
And Dahmer's like, well, what good's that to me? Because I love cock. He didn't say that, but he should have. So yeah, just, and it's a weird thing. Like, he, you know, when he's living with his granny, he's got this fucking mannequin that he's just like kissing all over it and feeling its wee bulge. And then it just seems like it never seemed like he actually wanted like affection or anything from any of these people, or even a relationship, or like, you know, guy goes to kiss him and he's like, whoa, get the fuck off me. He goes, I don't want to kiss you. I just want you dead so I can fill you up and cut your guts out. You fucking weirdo. Stop trying to kiss me, you fucking gay lord. What are you doing? Just fucking drink this. I mean, the guy was like Bill Cosby level spiking people. Every time he went out, he's like car key, fucking phone, cigarettes, wallet, bag of pills to shove in someone's drink. And yeah, that was his move. He would just, here, take a drink, spike them. Oh, Jesus Christ, there he is, dead. Or there he is, unconscious. We'll drag him out. Go into these bathhouses and all. Those underground gay dudes love a bath, don't they? So weird. So fucking weird. You know, it's like, it's almost like there's no anger. It's so strange to just be like, have a screw loose, as he said, and just be like, I love just boys and cutting them up and feeling all their squishy organs and stuff. Okay. Even the first dude at the start of the show, he's like, he tried to seduce him slightly, and he's like, nah, bro, just fucking watch the fucking Exorcist 3, which I didn't even know existed, and you just wait till that drink kicks in to kill you, for fuck's sake. Stop trying to suck my dick. Stop trying to suck my dick, man. I'm trying to kill you. Fucking idiot. Ruin the goddamn crack. Yeah, I know I bought you fucking drinks all night and fucking, you know, brought you back to the house. No, I'm trying to fucking kill you, man. Stop trying to suck me off, bro. I'm trying to, I'm going to ejaculate at any point, it's fucking inside a cavity in your body once I've hacked it open, you fucking idiot. Next door neighbor's like, what's that goddamn smell? What's that smell in this corridor? And he's like, my family sent me some meat that's gone bad. It's gone bad in the refrigerator. Throw it out. I just haven't had time yet. I've got 8 kilos of pork chops going off in my face. Cut to, guy's got a fucking barrel in his bedroom just full of body parts and acid. It'd be the smell would get to me. Like the blood, the bones, all that shit. See, if I walked in and it just smelled like dead body, I'd be like, ugh. You know, guy's got fucking heads, severed heads in his goddamn wardrobe, and the granny's like, what is that? He's like, well, that's a dead raccoon under the porch. I can't reach it. It's a dead raccoon under the porch. A lot of fucking dead raccoons, Jeff. We can't have fucking a dead raccoon in every bastard in room. Fucking idiot. But the golden age of serial killers is over, isn't it? Like, they put up a list of his known, Jeffrey Dahmer, he says known victims. So he probably killed a lot more that no one ever found out about. Like, there's fucking What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 15 of them. And there was they alluded to the fact that a lot of them were like either very young or sort of forgotten about or sort of basically like black or Hispanic people from a lower socioeconomic environment who basically the police weren't too concerned about following up on, unfortunately, at the time. Do you know what I mean? So you could be like, oh, there's a fucking gay street hooker, black guy, that's in this fucking bathhouse and went missing. And they're like, all right, fucking best of luck. Fucking best of luck finding that cunt. What am I talking about? But anyway, yeah. Dark shit. Just be nice to your kids, you know what I mean? Because, you know, give them attention, be nice to them, be supportive, and don't show them anything too weird. Don't expose them to anything when they're sort of, like, going through puberty, because then people end up with, like, weird fucking fetishes and shit. Just look after your kids, man, or else they'll quite literally be waiting to slit some dude open and spaff on his organs. Hell yeah! Normally we do questions and stuff. I'm not going to. I'm just going to end on the line, spaff on his organs. And you can go about your week. That's all I'm saying. Go about your week, spaff on some organs, and enjoy yourself. You know, it's spooky season. Get a big fucking Canadian shirt on like mine. Get a pumpkin spice, a pumpkin, P-U-N-K-I-N, pumpkin spice latte, which, I don't know what the fuck that is, to be honest, but get yourself one of them, and just fucking enjoy yourself. I'm gonna get out of here. Make sure you get onto the Patreon, guys. We got bonus episodes, we got, it's all there. You go on there, click on, go in at about £3, get all the videos too. Going into £5 if you're feeling spicy. Going into £10 if you're feeling absolutely, you know, like the recession isn't affecting you at all. Who gives a fuck? And get all the episodes, my guys. Enjoy it. And come see me on tour. We'll get a big push through the autumn. And then your boy's off for Christmas. And I'll tell you what, I've scheduled my year this year where I'm actually off from the 3rd of December. Who said 12 pods of Christmas? I don't know. Not me. Did you say it? We'll see. But that's it, guys. Get on the Patreon. Come see me on tour. Come see me in the SSE. And then I'll never bother you ever again. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you next week. Big kisses.